You can track the most powerful storms of the past 150 years and see how much destruction each category of hurricane can cause at our website, npr.org.
Ray Nagin, the newly re-elected mayor of New Orleans, must figure out how to revive his still-shattered city and how to rebuild trust after Saturday's divisive election. Nagin begins his second term on June 1st, yes, the first official day of hurricane season. Back in March, when we were in New Orleans, we sat down with three leaders who were deeply involved in the city's recovery. We called one of them back today to take a measure of the city post-election. Kim Boyle is a partner at the law firm Phelps Dunbar. She's also a member of the Louisiana Recovery Authority Board. Boyle points to that immediate concern.
Obviously, we have a hurricane season that starts on June 1st, and we have many people that are living in trailers outside their home or in trailer parks, and depending upon the severity of any tropical storms or any hurricanes that might hit our area, that is a huge issue for us. That also ties in with the evacuation plans that the mayor has already proposed to our community as well as to the state. Another continuing issue, which we discussed the last time we spoke, Michelle, is the continuing problems with housing. We have many people from New Orleans who would love to come back home, who would have a job if they were able to come back home, but we still have an extreme shortage of housing in our city, and that is one of the primary things that most people want to try to address sooner rather than later.
In the first election, the mayor was swept into office with strong support from the business community. That calculus changed going into this election. There's some distance between the mayor and some of his backers in the business community. What do you think needs to happen to bring everyone back to the table?
The election is over. We cannot be in permanent campaign mode. Our mayor for the next 4 years is C. Ray Nagin. So it is critical that any and everybody who cares about the city of New Orleans, who wants our city to be rebuilt better than it ever was, to be able to come to the table and put whatever issues existed prior to this runoff election, put those issues aside for the better good of our community. I think the mayor made it clear that he wants to meet with everyone and he wants everyone under the same tent. I'm assuming that our business community has the exact same mindset because we all want our city to be better. So they just need to sit down and talk and figure out the best ways to act in a cooperative fashion.
Do you get the sense the city's been in a holding pattern, waiting
Absolutely.
For this election?
Absolutely. I think that Katrina was a tragedy in and of itself, but the second tragedy after Katrina is that we bumped right up against major municipal elections. And many people were unsure as to who our leadership would be. Now that issue has been addressed.
You have a lot of titles that follow your name. You serve on a lot of boards. You have a prominent position in the community as a leader. But I want to ask you as a homeowner, as someone who has lived in New Orleans, who now has several generations living under one roof, trying to get past all this, what do you think the mayor's top priority should be?
I think the top priority has got to be housing. The top priority has got to be the financial condition of the city. And the top priority has got to be criminal justice issues and safety issues. That's what people are most concerned about right now.
Safety issues.
Absolutely, safety issues. People are concerned with there being some type of bump up in crime since we're 9 months past the hurricane. And there has been a slight bump up in crime, obviously not to the levels that we had prior to Katrina, but people are very concerned that, you know, there's still looting issues, there's still burglary issues, there have been some murders in our community, and I think that's one of the things that will impact a family's decision as to whether or not they want to come back.
Kim Boyle, it's been good to talk to you again. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate
it. All the best to you.
You take care.
Kim Boyle, she's an attorney in New Orleans. She's a partner at the law firm Phelps Dunbar, and she's a member of the Louisiana Recovery Authority Board.